Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I've gained from my divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the complete freedom to just be. You can learn more about me and what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And just read all the stuff there that really calls to you. You may just find what you're looking for. So this is a show that I was guided to create so that people could ask the questions that they have about their lives and get the answers from a higher source rather than getting the answers from their own minds. Because frankly, our own mind simply tells us the same thing we already know over and over. And it just changes it every now and then to make you think, oh, well, this is something new. We really have access to so much more information and wisdom than what's located in our heads. So that's why this show was created, to give you access to that greater information that will help you make better choices in your life, because then you will be making the choices of what is for your highest good, the choices or the answers that come from your soul, from God, whatever terminology you want to use. So if you have questions for me today, then feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I will be more than happy to bring you whatever kind of guidance that I am guided to bring to you. Because it really is important that you get to live your life in a way that matches up with what you are really here for, so that you are living your purpose. Okay, we will go to our first caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara Grace, it's Lisa. How are you?
I am doing great. How about you?
Okay. I thought I would call in today. I'm from Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I would, I'm struggling a lot because it's anniversary of my father's death, my mother's death, my mother's birthday, Father's Day, Mother's Day. And I'm just struggling. I haven't seen my only son in 5 years coming up, too. And I'm just hoping Spirit has some kind of a message for me.
Okay. All right. So one of the things that just heavy on you right now is this grief energy. And part of that is based in the fact that you've taken all of these things that happened in your life and you've taken them personally. You've decided that this is a part of you. And so when the people that you love die, it's like a part of you is now missing. And as long as you are feeling that a part of you is missing, you never really heal from what happened. Does that make sense?
Perfectly.
Okay, so we are going to do some work on helping you to shift your beliefs around death, around changes in your life, so that you can start living as you, instead of having all of these attachments to all of this other stuff that's not actually you, and you don't really need to be attached to any of it. Okay, so I want you to just take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and see yourself standing in a circle of light. And the circle of light, the light is a beautiful white light with iridescent flashes of all sorts of different colors. It's almost like glitter is in this beautiful white light. And this circle is big enough that 20 people could stand in it. So it's a nice size circle. And as you are standing in this circle, Kuan Yin is coming to join you. And so now Kuan Yin is standing before you. And you can feel the love and compassion that is flowing from her into you. You are connected heart to heart. And she is holding out her hands. So go ahead and take her hands. And feel the comfort that she is giving to you. And she is going to be helping you to let go of the things that you no longer need in your life. And this is going to happen while she is speaking to you. So just relax. Be comfortable knowing that you are safe. You are loved. And this is what Kuan Yin wants to say to you. My beloved one, you have always been the one who is there for everyone. And there was a time when you thought that that was your purpose in life, to simply be there for everyone else. But the time has come for you to realize that your true purpose in this life is to be there for you, to wake up to who you really are, to start sharing your gifts, your love with the world. And the only way for you to do this is to let go of who you've been. Let go of the past. Let go of the connections that you have to the ones who are no longer with you. Because when you let go of those connections, you can actually open up to experiencing them as they are now. But you can't do that as long as you're holding on to how they used to be. Bring you into a different level of your own existence. This is opening you up to the love that is within you, to the compassion that flows forth from you. I want you to be open to this compassion for yourself, to be open to this love for yourself, to let go of everything that ever happened, no matter how big or small it was. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Stop telling yourself the stories of the past. Start living in the moment. And in this moment, create yourself to be healed, to have every aspect of your being healed. This is about giving yourself permission to live your life and to live it with grace and ease and love and health and happiness and prosperity and everything that is absolutely wonderful, because that is what you deserve. You have gone through so many trials and tribulations in your life, and now it's time to stop. It's time to stop the suffering. It's time to stop the struggling. It's time to stop seeing yourself as not good enough to have what you desire. In this moment, you are shifting from who you have been to who you truly are. I am filling you with my love, my compassion. And this is also your love and your compassion. And this is all of the love and compassion that has ever existed. It is filling your being right now. And it is helping you to make changes in who you are being, in what you believe, in what is possible, so that you can move forward in your life. You have worked so hard for so long, hoping that someone would come along and fix you, as you have tried to come along and fix others. And now we are opening you up to recognizing that you don't need to be fixed. There's nothing wrong. But this is about you letting go of all of the beliefs that there's anything wrong with you, wrong with your life, wrong with anything that ever happened. Just completely wiping all of that away. Feel this beautiful energy flowing through you, giving you the strength to recognize who you really are. This is the time of your awakening. This is the time for you to come into your power. And so all of those chains and restrictions and cords from the past are being cut away. Archangel Michael is using his beautiful sword of truth. And everything that is not the truth is being released. Allow it to go. Just let it go. Let go of any fears that are coming up around all of this. Just let it go. See them as the illusion that they are, and take back your power from them. You're taking back your power from all of these connections that you used to have to what wasn't true. You're being filled with your own power and the recognition of your divine right to life, your divine right to health and happiness and love. And all of that sorrow and grief is gone. Just let it go. Let it float away. Let it go. Let it go. Just let it go as you breathe deeply. Let it go as you are filled with love and compassion. Let it go as you are moving forward in your own life and living your life for you. And this does not mean that you do not love others. This does not mean that you do not assist others. But it does mean that you recognize your value for yourself and that you love yourself simply because you love yourself. You don't have to prove anything. There doesn't have to be a reason. Love is unconditional, and it is always there. And you are opening up to that unconditional love of you right now in this moment. So breathe deeply and let go. Let go. Let go. I am with you. You are safe. I am with you. You are safe. I am always with you. You are always safe. I love you. Okay, now just take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes and come back to the here and now.
Oh. Wow, thank you. I could see that. I could feel that. It was amazing. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Can you talk about...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
I was just going to say Kuan Yin is going to stay with you, so... if you need her, just call for her.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. My whole spirit just had a gigantic sigh of relief.
Wonderful.
And my face is smiling with my participation.
Yay! And what did you want me to talk about?
Your magnificent Deprogram the Mind classes.
Oh.
Maybe having a hard time with all of this. Anniversaries falling in a few weeks, but I have been doing so well thanks to your magnificent classes and teachings.
Well, okay. I will tell everyone about them then. They are a weekly group call, and we deal with different issues. And it's about letting go. It's really about letting go of the beliefs that we have stored in our subconscious mind that have been running our life. You know, the belief that we cannot have enough, that we always have to be poor, we have to suffer, we have to struggle. We have to struggle. We can't love ourselves. We can't believe in ourselves. We can't have a lovely life. All the beliefs that we have been taught in our society. It's amazing how much we are taught to diminish ourselves. And so these classes, each week we pick an issue and we release the things connected with that issue. And it's not always something, you know, what is that word that people use? I'm trying to think of it. Kind of that woo-woo, you know, new age kind of stuff. Like our last one was sleep. It was letting go of the beliefs that actually keep us from being able to sleep. So we release things that you can actually experience the difference in your life. And the people in the class have experienced huge changes in themselves. And I just love watching people experience these huge changes and open up to who they are. And I love watching Lisa become more and more joyful. You know, it's not really something concrete that I can show you. But you can feel it and you can hear it and you can see it in how people are being and their energy and their laughter and their love and what they're willing to accept in their lives that in the past they would have been saying, okay, well, I guess I need to let these people walk all over me because that's what I'm here for. And now they're starting to say, no, actually, I don't need to do that. It's okay for me to say no. So it's opening up to the power within, which is the most amazing power that is in creation. And I just love what I do. And these classes are just one of the ways that I help people to change their lives. And I love that. And I'm so glad that you are a part of that, Lisa.
I had you on mute. I am too. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I highly recommend them. They are magnificent.
Well, thank you, dear. Okay, let me see if there's anything else we are supposed to do for you right now. Oh, I'm seeing you doing something nice for yourself. And it looks like you're drinking some lovely little tropical fruit smoothie or something. I don't know. But you look really happy drinking it. So I don't know what it is that you really love the taste of when you drink it. But find something to do that you're doing just for you. Just something nice for yourself, showing yourself that you love you. And that is what is important for you.
And I love you, Barbara. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and I love you too.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Oh, you too. And don't forget, do something nice just for you.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 509. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. What can I do for you?
Hi. I just kind of wanted some insight regarding employment. I really would like an opportunity in the legal field, and I have applied to a few positions, but I'm now realizing that I need to be more open, and I'm now pursuing positions in the school district, and yeah, I just wanted to know what you see there.
Well, I'm seeing that you are one of those people who keeps herself. You don't let your light shine. You don't let people see who you really are. And there's some old fears about, you know, if people see me, then they'll hurt me or something bad will happen or they'll blame me. Is there somebody that used to blame you for everything when you were a kid?
I'm not sure. I just know that I was one of those wild kids. yeah.
I see someone and they're just, you know, standing there and they're pointing their finger at you and it's going up and down, you know, the way they do when they're saying, well, if you had just listened to me, blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm seeing from your childhood.
I still get it a lot from my grandpa. He just like, Erica, don't be doing that. Or Erica, this is not a good idea or things like that. But, you know, sometimes you just think they're old school or or sometimes you just got to learn the hard way yourself. And I think that I'm doing a lot of that.
Okay, so let's do a little bit of clearing work on you and what you believe about yourself. Because if you don't believe in your value, if you don't see your worth, then when you go for a job or when you apply for a job, that energy is actually part of that application, that interview. So it's not just people looking at your resume and saying, oh, yes, you have all of the qualifications. They are also tapping into your energy, even when they don't realize that they're doing it. That has an effect on everything that happens in our lives. So Again, it's Kuan Yin who wants to come forward and to help you with this, and she wants to help you to embrace yourself and to love yourself and to allow yourself to be seen, because you have all of these beautiful qualities and gifts, some of you, which you haven't even discovered yet, and they're just like waiting on the sidelines for you to be ready to step into who you really are. So are you willing to do a little work with me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I want you to just take a nice deep breath and let yourself relax. And see yourself standing in a circle of light. And your circle of light is beautiful blue. It's beautiful blue. And actually now it's turning into different shades of blue. So there's everything from this very pale sky blue to this very deep, rich blue. It's almost black. It's so rich and deep. And so this circle that's in around you has all of these different colors of blue in it. It's like different streaks of blue. And now Kuan Yin is joining you in the circle. And this is what she wants to say, and there's going to be healing energy flowing through you while she's talking. I want you to open up to yourself. I want you to really open up to yourself, to expressing who you are, to giving yourself the freedom to fully live your life. Now, I understand that you have had people in your life who have told you, no, you shouldn't do that, no, you shouldn't do that, no, you shouldn't do that. Don't you ever listen? And we want you to let all of that go, because you're not living your life for anybody else. And no one else has the power to tell you what to do. You have within you the divine wisdom so that you know the right thing to do in any and every moment of your existence. And so it is not a matter of looking outside of yourself for the answers. Even the ones who are very well-meaning and really want to help you have a better life, it doesn't matter what their reasoning is, they do not have authority over you. And so we are clearing out those beliefs in you that say that other people are supposed to have authority over you, or you are supposed to do what other people say, or other people are supposed to dictate your life, because that is not true. And those old beliefs are coming up now, so just let them go. And your power is leaving those beliefs and coming back into you. You see, because you are equal to anyone and everyone, including me. And you are just as powerful as I am. You do not recognize your power, and you have not learned how to utilize your power, but you still have your power. You see, the power that you have comes to you from the Creator, from God, Source, Sophia, whatever name you want to give. The name doesn't matter. This is your power, and it is always there for you, always. And it is always being utilized. Anytime you believe something, you have given it power. You have given it your power. And when you determine that a belief no longer suits your life, no longer matches who you are choosing to be, you can simply thank the belief and take back your power. And this gives you the freedom to move forward in your life and to be who you truly are, to stand in the light and to be seen for you. Because you are beautiful, you are amazing, you are magnificent, you are such a blessing. And there are so many things that you are capable of doing, and it is time for you to recognize that and to let people know. They are not doing you a favor by giving you a job. they are enriching their lives by connecting with you. You have value. You have strength. You have power. And it is time for you to accept that, to open your heart to yourself. And so we have a beautiful team of angels who are coming down right now, and they are surrounding you. And they are beaming love from their hearts to yours. And this is to help you open your heart. This is to dissolve the walls that you have placed around you, any beliefs that say you must protect yourself, you must not be vulnerable, you must be enclosed. All of that is being torn down, taken away, so that your light shines brightly, so that you are living in your truth, in your love, right now, in this moment. And you are being filled with love and compassion for yourself and for every choice that you make in your life. Know that you are always connected to God, to Source, to the Creator. And that you always have the wisdom and knowledge to know what is the right thing for you in any and every moment of your life. Trust yourself. Trust your decisions. Trust the truth of who you are. And let your life move forward as you are living your purpose and shining brightly and making a difference in this world. You are loved. It's time for you to accept that. You are loved. It's time for you to accept that. You are loved. And just breathe that in. And know that that is the truth of who you are. You are loved. Okay, just take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, and come back to now. How does that feel?
I feel pretty good. Thank you for that.
So, it's important for you to decide what it is that actually feels right for you to do. You want to pick a line of work that you actually enjoy, that actually, you know, ignites the passion within you, so that every day you look forward to going and doing that. And when you go for interviews or fill out applications, make sure that you are recognizing what you love about this job that you're applying for, what it is that really connects with you, and let that energy shine forth so whomever you're talking to can feel that passion within you, so that they will know that you are the right person for the job because you know it and because you accept it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you approach...
I mean, it makes sense.
If you approach your, you know, looking for the right job in that way, then there's no way that you can't succeed because you are living from your own heart. You are living from your own passion. And that's just such an amazing energy, and it's so powerful. And there's just no way you cannot succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see any of these legal positions working out, though? Or should I be looking at a different avenue? I always thought law was what I wanted, but if it's not really working out, I'm not going to wait for it.
I'm actually seeing you in a job that it's... Okay, let me look around. Okay, it is a law kind of... It's a law office. They're not showing me whose law office it is, but you have a job there, and I see you walking around with all of these papers and talking to these people and researching, old legal stuff. I don't remember what they call all that kind of stuff. But I see you working with these lawyers to help these people to have whatever it is that they're wanting to create in their own lives, using the legal system to for the betterment of their lives. That's what it is. It's all about the mm-hmm. betterment of their lives. So, and that feels really good for you. That feels really right for you because you have this compassion within you that allows you to be of service to others and help them to recognize the truth of who they are. That's one of your gifts. You have the ability to help people recognize their own truth. And that just feels mm-hmm. so wonderful when you're doing that. So that's what I'm seeing.
How long do you think it would take, or when do you see it going about?
My guidance very, 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 very seldom gives me times. They are always like everything is so fluid, and if we tell you a time, then you'll actually not move until that time, so we don't tell you time so that you can start mm-hmm. moving right now. So this is about you looking at the different options, the different opportunities that are there right now and moving forward with the knowing, with the wisdom, with the understanding that you are going to succeed because you are. And then it's completely mm-hmm. up to you how quickly or how slowly you do anything. So the more you move into it with that knowing that this is what you are meant to do, at least for now, you can always change your mind anytime you want to, but with that knowing that this is right for you, this is your choice, this is what you want right now, then you are opening up more and more to having it right now. So it's really up to you how quickly it all comes to be.
Yeah, when you were speaking earlier, I just felt like usually you get very nervous during or when you're prepping for an interview. But I was just thinking about, like, some of the things that I like. So I like to communicate. I like to learn. I like to, kind of like stand up, or I like to know how to do things. And if I don't know it, I want to learn how. And just the legal field, like I'm always wanting to learn, like, oh, there's so many areas, you know, of law. There's real estate, there's state planning, you know, criminal immigration. Like there's so many avenues. And I feel like I already mm-hmm. tackled immigration, so now law, criminal law really captures my interest, and so there's so much to learn. And I think, like, just all of everything I just stated can be useful during an interview to show them, like, how enthusiastic I really am to be a part of their organization and to serve our community, really, because that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
and that alleviates my nerves when I think about all of this when you're getting ready for an interview. Sometimes you really want the job and you're just so nervous you don't even talk because you're so nervous you will screw up. But just being confident and knowing, like you said, that you can speak well, that you can communicate, that you're friendly, and all of that, just be confident, I guess, is what I'm trying to. But you get confident by knowing what skills you have, you know, and I think you definitely helped me there.
Knowing your value, knowing that, you know, like I said, it's not like they're doing you a favor by giving them a job. You're actually going to make their business better by being there.
Mm-hmm.
So often we give our power away to the place we're interviewing or whatever, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, I hope they like me. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And like you said, all that nervousness comes up. And that nervousness is all coming up in your own mind. You are creating that. So just remember that you are creating it, and you do not have to keep it. You can take your power back from it and let it go. And then use your power for creating what it is you actually desire. Because you are not
mm-hmm.
stuck with anything at any time, in any way, unless you choose to be stuck. And I'm seeing that you are just one of those people who is just going to light up. You are, it's like you are just becoming this phenomenal, unbelievably powerful woman. And this is part of your path to reaching that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, yeah, you would definitely be an asset to anyone that hired you.
Okay. And I did have another very quick question. One of the positions, it's a private law firm. I applied for, no, I just dropped off a resume for a paralegal position. I haven't heard from them, and I'm thinking I should write up a cover letter and attach it with a resume and send it through email to the attorney, to the actual owner, and be like, hey, I want to work for you. I really, really think that we can be a good team. Give me the opportunity. And, you know, but do you think that's overpowering? Like, is that too demanding? No, I don't want to say demanding, but is it too much? Because I already sent, I already dropped off a resume to the office manager at the law firm, or is it just, you know, is it too much for me to like go about my way to email the attorney and be like, hey, express my interest directly to him? Or is it like not appropriate, I guess is my question, or is it a go-getter thing? Like, hey, she's so serious about this job. Like, am I showing my real interest? Am I showing my interest? Or am I just going around in circles and I shouldn't be doing that?
The first thing I started hearing when you first started asking the question was call them, call them, call them, call them. So I guess they want you to call them and actually talk to them.
Mm. Call who?
Even more. Call the attorney.
Okay.
Call
because
them,
I called
them,
yesterday.
Did you
well,
talk to the attorney?
No, I did not. I called and I followed up yesterday, but they just told me they're still reviewing the office manager, or not even the office manager. The receptionist told me that they're still reviewing application or resumes, and that if they're interested, they will get in touch with me.
Okay, call the attorney and talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And tell
them
of your interests. Tell them that, you know, you really want this job. You think that it would be a great fit. And if they want to meet with you and see you in person, that you're more than happy to come by. And let them know that this is something that you are serious about. This is not just, you know, you've gotten 60 million applications and now you're trying to sort through them. Make an impression. Call them. Talk to them. Be real to them.
Okay, because I can go, I can do that. Like, I'm not afraid to, but I'm just kind of scared of, like, am I ruining my chances? Like, you know, it's kind of like I don't want to bug them too much, but I don't want them to think I just dropped off a resume and that's it. Like, I'm just hoping and wishing, you know? Like, I want to show them that, like you said, I'm serious and I really do want to work with him. If necessary, I want to make, you know, an appointment and kind of, if I have to pay a $20 fee or whatever their fee is to, like, allocate some time privately with the attorney and kind of make my own interview pretty much, I guess, then I will. But if not, I guess the way that I can approach this is by letting him know, hey, I'm interested. I would really like to work for you. If you don't think that I'm, you know, qualified, then I would like appreciate some mentorship from you, or like tell me what else I can do to improve my chances. And I would love to speak with him in Spanish because I know he speaks Spanish. He's not a native speaker, but he did learn Spanish, and I think that's so cool. Like, I want to speak Spanish in the job, and that's just awesome because I feel like I haven't been speaking much, and like especially in a professional setting, you never speak Spanish. So it's really cool that I get to use that language skill. And I would really like to speak to him in Spanish.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
You should call him. Yeah. Call him and tell him everything that you just told me and impress him and let him know that you would be an asset in many different ways. So, yeah, call him. They're saying that. Call him, call him, call him. Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, I guess you kind of answered my question. I'm not over, like, I'm not bugging them if I show my interest like that. Like, it's not, you know, some people just don't like to be bugged because they're still busy. But, you know, I kind of see it. Yeah. Like, I don't have the position, so whatever happens, happens. You're not ruining your chances by like, I don't want to say begging, by showing interest.
Right, and by informing him of who you are. Yeah, because it's definitely not begging. It's actually, you're being empowered. You're saying that I would be good at this job and I want you to know it. Now, whether or not he chooses to hire you is completely his choice. But this is about you standing in your power and recognizing that you would do a good job.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah, I will get on that. I'll call him and I'll, you know, sometimes the attorneys don't see anything. So yeah, I would like to show him, make myself known to him, I guess.
Yeah, good.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Well, I won't get on that. But do you see employment soon? Because I'm kind of getting desperate a little bit.
Okay, let go of the whole idea that you need to get desperate. One of the things that we usually fail to do is accept that we will always have what we needed provided for us. And that's a big leap for most people because we're totally trained in believing that there's not enough, there's not enough, there's not enough. We're about to run out of everything, especially if you watch the news and they tell you that there's not enough of this, there's not enough of that. Let go of all of that and start accepting that you will always be provided for, because you will, because you are loved and God wants you to have everything that you need. And so looking for work does not have to be an act of desperation. You're just looking for the place that you are going to fit in right now and to do the work that resonates with your soul. That's what you're doing. And so this is not an act of desperation. It's not all about, I need the money, I need the money. It doesn't matter what job, I just need the money. Because if that's what you are thinking, you are actually pushing away what you truly desire. So let go of any thoughts of desperation and know that you are going to find the perfect job in the perfect timing and you will have everything that you need. Even though you're not working, you will still have everything that you need. You will be provided for. You always have been and you always will be.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm not calling up staffing agencies and letting them know, hey, I need a job, because I don't want just any job. I want a career. I want something that can make me happy
and excited to come to work, like you said earlier. So I'm not taking any jobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you.
You are so welcome. And let me know how the new job works.
Yay. Well, have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye, Erica. Okay. So this wonderful energy, this new energy coming into my life. I'm reading a book called The Sophia Code, and I don't know if I've mentioned it before or not, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, this book is all about coming into your sovereignty, coming into your power, and it has these initiations that you go through with these beautiful goddesses. And this morning, my initiation was with Kuan Yin. That's why Kuan Yin is really right there, right now. Yesterday, it was Mary Magdalene, and then she was with me all day and kept coming in with everyone that I was talking with. So this is all about opening up to me, to my power, to the truth of who I am, to the goddess within me. And it just feels really, really good. So I'm only halfway through the book now. No, I think I'm at 62% according to the Kindle. But I can say that this is definitely bringing a lot of changes into me and into my life. And so if you are looking to make, you know, big changes in your life and who you are being, then I recommend reading the book. Now, there are some people who, when I first was informed about this book and I started looking into it, my first reaction was that I did not want to read it. In fact, I decided, it was a little over a month ago, probably 6 weeks ago, that I decided that I was not going to buy this book. And I had had a couple of people mention it to me, and I had seen another person that whose work I really love hold it up in a video and say, I'm reading this book. And so I was getting all of these prompts to encourage me to read this book, and I promptly decided that I was not going to read the book. And it's interesting how we make changes in who we are and in what we believe. I'm not really sure exactly what it was that made me decide to get this book, but there was something that just, it suddenly shifted. And then when I went back and read the information that they had on it in Amazon, and when I read the reviews for a book, I read all of the reviews, the bad ones and the good ones, and, you know, and I also go and Google and look up things that they say about the book and about the author and all of this other stuff. And then suddenly none of that mattered. The only thing that was important was that I actually read that book. And so that's what I'm doing. And so I got the audio version, and I played it at night while I was sleeping. And I did that. It took two nights because it's like 16 hours of audio. And then I decided I wanted to read what I'd heard because I would tend to fall asleep, which is why I don't usually do audio books, because I fall asleep. But apparently my brain is still accepting it while I'm asleep, because now while I'm reading it, so much of it just feels familiar, and I'm like, have I read this before? And then I have to remind myself that I listened to the audio, and I've heard it before. But it's opening up my life in ways that it hasn't been opened before. And it's strengthening my connection with the divine feminine. And I am one of those women who is never one of those girly girls. I don't wear makeup, you know, I don't shave all the hair off of my body. I don't do all of the, you know, fake nails, and, you know, and that's never been me. I've never been one of those tremendously girly girls. And so this is actually helping me to accept my femininity, to accept that there's power in being a woman, because that's not what we're taught in our culture. the talk that there's power in being a man, there's no power in being a woman, and I'm beginning to recognize the power of being a woman. And it feels good. It feels good to actually like myself. So if that's something that you've been thinking of or struggling with or looking for answers concerning it, then I encourage you to read the Sophia Code. And if you just want to get the audio version, which I got free because I joined audible.com and they gave me 2 free books, and that was one of the ones that I chose. And that was one of the reasons why I did it, because it wasn't going to cost me anything. All I had to do was listen to a book. I decided to do it the easiest way possible. And now I have the electronic version, and I'm going to be receiving the paperback version soon. So I guess this really is meant to be in my life. And I'm okay with it now. So, you know, sometimes you have to let go of a bunch of stuff to move forward. Now, that's always true. You have to let go of a bunch of stuff to move forward. And it's so funny because in one point in the book, I don't even remember who it was that was talking, was saying that you're going to have to be releasing all of these beliefs from your past. And that's what my guidance has told me over and over, that I have to release everything that I ever believed. And they're right. I do. And it does make a huge difference. And it is so much better. My life is just getting better and better and better. It's like my birthday was a rebirth. And I've had several people say that to me, too. And I can see how I am being rebirthed, how I am changing, becoming someone new, and someone that I really love being, and someone that's absolutely wonderful. So I encourage each of you to do what is right for you, to do what is your rebirth, because this is your life and you deserve to have the best life possible. I love you. I love each and every one of you. And if you ever have any questions for me, feel free to send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I will answer it, because this is about you, and you are important, and you are definitely good enough to have a great life. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday morning for Morning with Jesus with DC Love. And that's a wonderful place for you to come and get the guidance from Jesus and the other divine beings who will answer your questions and help you to achieve the understanding that will change your life. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.